Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to Israel, there's a lot of talk going around over Israel annexing at least part of the West Bank, basically consisting of the settlements, and simply saying the settlements are now part of Israel. They're under Israeli sovereignty. All of this, of course, is illegal under international law, but they're getting a lot of support from the Trump White House, from Trump himself, from Jared Kushner, and basically saying, you know, Israel has a right to annex the West Bank. Possibly even all of it. And so that's going to create even more friction there. All righty. Over in Syria, Turkish artillery has apparently struck the Syrian army near Idlib. And they're saying it was in response to an attack on one of their observation posts in the de-escalation zone. So, according to the Turkish Defense Ministry, the Syrian Arab Army shelled one of its posts near Merak in northern Hama. The Defense Ministry described the attack as deliberate, and it had caused material damage. Now, Syrian pro-government sources confirmed that the SAA positions near Tel Bazam and El Kabaria were shelled by Turkish artillery. And the sources claim that the observation post near Merak was the source of the fire. So things are getting tense over there. Over in Turkey, as you know, there's been a bit of an upset where the U.S. is now getting ready to cancel the sale of the F-35 to Turkey over Turkey's insistence on buying the S-400 missile from Russia. And Turkey has basically come up with a surprise, announcing they're in the process of building their own fifth-generation stealth fighter. And they're going to put it on display for the first time at the International Paris Air Show. So that's got to be a surprise for a lot of people. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Jim in New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jimmy, you're there.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, Jim in Illinois noted today how NBC is believing that Iran attacked ships. And that's your, quote, liberal network. Remember Brian Williams saying how the Tomahawks bombing Syria looked beautiful?
Yeah, I remember that.
So I think this same, quote, liberal media, if God forbid we go to war with Iran, they'll be cheering Trump on. What?
Yep.
Mark my words, they'll be praising him and saying how he's presidential. You know? Some of these terms, these labels, it seems they're not accurate. Liberal, conservative. It seems to me that people in power, they're either neocons or they're neoliberals. In other words, they'll argue on social issues like gay rights and identity politics. But when it comes to the wars, both of them are all in.
Oh, yeah. You
know, both Fox News, the so-called, quote, conservative network, and NBC, and interesting, they're all believing that Iran attacked those ships. So I found that interesting. You know, I called the White House again. This is about the 20th time since Trump took off Syria. Now, you know, I express my concern about Iran. So I encourage people to, you know, it may not make a difference because I don't have the president's ear like John Bolton does.
Yep.
But, you know, at least I could say I tried to prevent any conflict. Do you really think that the Trump administration would be that mad to go to war with Iran? I mean, it's pure madness.
It looks like it's on. It looks like it's on. I mean, that that Douglas Goldberg, before he died, was out there saying that, yeah, it's definitely on the way.
Oh, it's just pure madness. I mean, don't they know that, you know, oil could just sink the world economy? They don't care. I don't know. But very worrisome. And thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you got it, Jim. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over in Egypt, former President Mohamed Morsi has apparently died. He was attending a session in his trial over espionage, 67 years old, and apparently right after the session in court, he just fell into a coma, and he's passed away. So Morsi is now gone, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of people who are very happy because of what he knew and what he could tell. So we'll wait and see what the cause of death is claimed to be. Ooh, pardon me. All right. Now, over in Hong Kong, as you know, there's been this massive protest over this extradition law. And it got so intense that the Hong Kong government basically canceled the law so that Beijing cannot extradite Hong Kong citizens to the mainland. The protesters are still out there now demanding that Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, step down. Now, she did come on out and she apologized yesterday. But apparently there are still hundreds of thousands of protesters demanding that she step down. So we'll see what happens there. All right, turning to our internal politics here. According to Fox News, according to a poll released yesterday, shows President Trump is trailing not just Joe Biden, but four other Democratic contenders heading into the 2020 election season. And apparently Bernie Sanders is leading Donald Trump by 9 points. Joe Biden is dominating in all the battleground states. Now, again, everybody likes to point to the polls, but let us not forget back in 2016 when the polls were all unanimous in saying, Hillary's got this, Hillary's got this, Hillary's got this. So apparently Trump was very upset that some of these poll numbers got leaked. And these were internal polls. And so Trump's reelection campaign is letting go two of its own pollsters after leaked internal polling showed the president behind Joe Biden in critical states. And I'm frankly not surprised, not because Joe Biden is particularly attractive, but as I said earlier in the show, Trump basically abandoned his base. There were a lot of people who worked very, very hard to get him that job in the Oval Office because we thought he was a true outsider and he was going to make America great again, not including wars. I mean, he said we were going to get out of the wars. And instead, we're going further in. He said he was going to clean up the vaccine safety issue. That's not being done. Said it was going to clean up the election integrity issue. That's not getting done. Said he was going to build a wall. So far, no wall. said he was going to look at why pharmaceutical medicines were so expensive. That's not being done. So the people who worked very hard for Donald Trump in 2016, they're not going to show up. They're going to stay at home. Say, yeah, we'll see what happens here. Okay. Well, that's an interesting story. Now, Trump on Saturday said that if he does not win re-election in 2020, there'll be an unprecedented stock market crash. So he's already out there doing the fear-mongering. And was out there on Twitter saying, if anyone but me takes over in 2020, there will be a market crash the likes of which has not been seen before. Keep America great. Yeah, I think he's going to be a one-term president here. Okay, turning to Jared Kushner. Before he entered the White House, he founded this firm. And since entering the White House, this firm he founded has received over $90 million in foreign funds. The source of these funds is not disclosed in any kind of detail. It seriously looks like the Clinton Foundation all over again. Pay to play. I don't know, maybe there's something about that building. You walk on in and you lose your soul. Alrighty. Apparently, actor Danny Glover is going to be addressing Congress on the issue of slavery reparations. That's being fanned up as an election year issue for next year. And he's being backed up by Sheila Jackson Lee. And conservative radio host Wayne Dupree hits it right on the head. Why are actors testifying before Congress about issues not directly related to acting? And he says, why does Congress have so much time to waste by allowing celebrities to testify outside their area of expertise? And he's absolutely right about that. Now, on the issue of slavery reparations, the slaves have all died. So have all the slave owners. That's just the reality. And I certainly do not accept responsibility for evils that happened before I was born. In fact, my ancestors were not slave owners. They ran a station on the Underground Railroad. So I absolutely reject the idea that I owe the modern day descendants of slaves anything at all, other than politeness and courtesy. But that's what the Democrats are campaigning on. Vote for us. We'll take money away from the white people and give it to you black people. Okay, out in California, apparently support for Nancy Pelosi is starting to fall, and it has to do with the deteriorating state of California itself. People are looking at what's going on in Los Angeles and San Francisco and the other cities. They're seeing all the homelessness. They're seeing the feces in the streets, the needles in the streets. They're starting to call the tent cities Pelosi villages. And so she may have a hard time winning her next election. I mean, she's been there forever. She's just been there forever. Okay, Moonrock Books Publishing is ceasing sales of the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill to promote gun control after June 30th, 2019. Now, the publisher is not a party to the lawsuit brought by Posner versus Fetzer et al. And they're saying that all the proceeds from the book sales are going into a legal defense fund as legal fees have and continue to mount. So there's still this litigation to try and silence dissent, to silence questioning here. Over at Alex Jones website. Somebody hacked on in and planted child pornography on his servers for the InfoWars website. And it was detected very early on. And the FBI is saying, yes, this was somebody on the outside. Alex Jones is not into child porn. He's not using InfoWars to promote or distribute child porn. And Friday, Alex Jones offered a $1 million reward for any information leading to an arrest of who may have done this. So apparently authorities have been conducting a child pornography investigation for several weeks after they reviewed emailed threats made against Jones that contained links to child pornography websites. So that's getting to be a tactic as well. Hack into somebody's website that you don't like, plant child porn, report them to the authorities. I'm familiar with a couple of cases that happen up in Canada where they take child porn very seriously. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, three quickies and I'll listen to your comments on the air. Number one, Abe was in Iran last week. I wonder what they were talking about. Number two, Chernobyl. I'm starting to see on MSN where people are living well in Chernobyl, but they're all in their 80s. And number three, where did we write that down? 2020 Olympics. How come we're not hearing anything?
Well, probably because it's a little early to start ramping up on the 2020 Olympics. As far as Chernobyl is concerned, some of the radioactivity in the exclusion zone is starting to reach its half-life, and it's not as intense as it was at the beginning. And as you said, these people are in their 80s, and they're probably going to die of something else before the radiation gets to them. Now, they're not living right there in Pripyat. They're not living right there next to the reactor. They're just living around the outer edges of the original exclusion zone.
And Abe was in Iran last week.
Yes.
Do you think that there's going to be a mass exodus from Japan in the near future?
I rather doubt it. The Japanese people culturally are very attached to those islands. Abe was in Iran to try and help negotiate to lower the tensions between the West and Iran, which is, again, why it makes no sense that Iran would have had anything to do with those tanker attacks.
Oh, well, we know Middle East theater when we see it. Come on.
Yes.
Even the proletariat's aware of that. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Rivero.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to switch over to Dave in Delaware. And, Dave, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, that's cool, Mike. Hey, how you doing today?
Doing okay. A little tired from the weekend.
Hey, man. I hear that, man. You know, that Palhana Friday, right, coming up.
Well, it was basically getting that pre-moving sale and just lugging everything down and, you know, moving stuff around.
You've been moving that flask around a lot, haven't you, tonight, Mike, haven't you?
Well, I mean, this is just water, so.
Yeah, you haven't got the hiccups yet. You talked into it a couple seconds ago. You're going to have a fun one with that. I know, right? Hold it up, take a sip. Boom, there you go. No chaser, Mike. Boom, there you go. Set it down. You ever watch Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube?
Occasionally, yes.
You know Dustin from New Jersey, he's like a famous person on there. Like, they love him on that channel.
Yeah.
I know, right? You know, and we all know what happened on 9/11. We all know, right, Mike?
Yep. All right, well, listen, Dave, I'm going to have to put you on hold here. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting needs your support to go on doing what we're doing, which is speaking truth to power. And so the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. I thank you. We wouldn't be here without you, is really what it comes down to. All right, so we're going to go back to the phones here. Dave in Delaware, we're talking about Venezuela. Dave, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Hey, how's it going, Mike? I'm glad to see you back. You filled your flask up?
Not yet. No, it's about half full.
Okay.
It's actually a thermos bottle.
What is it?
It's a thermos bottle.
Okay. I mean, people like it online. You should sell them. Maybe you could make a lot of money, probably.
Somebody already called in and said I should sell things that I've used on the show for the celebrity value. That feels kind of weird.
Mike, I wanted to talk about the Holdemore. Have you ever heard about the Holdemore?
Holdemore? You mean the Holodomor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you know about it?
Not a whole heck of a lot, just it was another in a long line of human tragedies.
Like, who was behind it?
Well, enlighten us.
No, I was asking you, because I'm not sure all about it. You know, I'm always learning, just like everybody else. Like, wasn't it like a famine created by, like, you know, the Bolsheviks or something like that against, you know, Christians, or... What was it?
I have to be very honest. I don't know that much about it, but I'm sure people who are curious can look it up online.
I bet Dustin probably knows a lot about it because he's from Ukraine, right?
Yeah. I do. That's news to me. I'm rather surprised.
I guess. Well, hey, Mike, one more thing, and now I'm going to let you go, right? I'm not trolling either. What happened to the sword behind you? You sold that?
Yep.
Remember the guy that was calling in that was messing with you? The sword?
Yeah. No, I sold off all the swords this last weekend.
You went to the pawn shop? Mike, is your habit that bad? Come on.
What? No,
you know,
it's going to cost us a huge amount of money to get from here to Indiana, and so we're selling everything that is not essential. And basically, if we're not actually using it, it got sold. And I wasn't actually using the swords, so they got sold. The most depressing thing about this last weekend was how much equipment I had to throw away due to leaking batteries.
Oh, man, Mike, you had a nice yard sale.
You were clear. Oh, yeah, we did. And we decided to skip having one in July, but we're going to have the final big moving sale in August. And we're working out a timeline here where the little pod will be here that we're loading the stuff that's going to Indiana. And then we're just going to throw open the doors and people are going to come on in. And everything else that's left is for sale.
You know, like those Liberty tax sign people, they're outside spinning those signs and stuff like that, like pointing to the direction. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, one more time?
They pay those sign spinners, you know, like the Liberty Tax people and all that stuff. You know, they pay the people to spin signs and point to a direction.
Oh, yeah,
I could see Dustin from New Jersey and Layla, like, out there on the side of your block, like, spinning signs, like, hey, come on in here, right here, like, right here, come on.
Well, you know, one of the things that complicated things on Saturday was that it was a very, very windy day, and I had to keep on going down the hill and turn the signs to point the correct way over and over again.
Yeah. Well, it's raining out here. All right, Mike. Well, hey, good luck, man. You know, we'll talk about the Haldimore. Maybe another caller will call in, you know. It's just something different. Who knows? You never know.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to let you go and switch over to Terry in California. And Terry, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Mike, you had a lot of patience after that last call. But quickly, I just got through writing my two senators and representative demanding that we adhere to the Constitution and telling them that the authority for military force in Iraq does not apply to Iran, that we need a full-scale debate in the Senate before any action is taken against Iran. And that's my first point, and I suggest everybody else do the same. But I also wanted to ask, have you heard about the new ammunition bill that's going through in California effective July the 1st?
Where they're just going to tax the heck out of it?
No, you got to go in and they're going to require a background check to buy ammunition. And they're saying if you're trying to buy ammunition that you don't have a weapon registered with the state, then they won't sell it to you. I hear the music.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, California is very gun unfriendly, which wasn't that way when I lived there and Claire and I used to go shooting. But it is now. Anyway, listen, Terry, we're going to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Morning, Mike. Hope you're having a good one.
Well, I am.
That's good. You know the funny thing about flat earthers is they don't believe in time zones. They say whatever time it is where they live is the time where everyone lives. So that fellow that was, you know, calling in basically saying you're drinking is an idiot. So that's my two cents about that. I sent you a YouTube video concerning FDR and like a little bit of a speech he had. Have you ever seen something like that before, Mike? About housing is a right and employment is a right. And
yeah, that was all part of FDR's, you know, push for the New Deal.
Because I had never heard that part. So, you know, I'm wondering, is it real?
I have to be honest, I have not seen the video myself, and these days there is very sophisticated software go back and take existing video and have it look like they're saying something else. But I can't imagine why anybody would have a motive to do this to FDR. But a lot of politicians through the years have campaigned on the same claims, that employment is a right, that housing should be a right. And again, their job is to they're basically going to say whatever they think is going to get people to vote for them.
Yeah, I figured that, because he kind of really looked like FDR, especially when he was finished. It's only 2 minutes, especially when he was finished. You know, he was like ready to, you know, cough sort of thing, right? Because he's a heavy smoker. So it was kind of, I've never seen it before. Honestly, I didn't think he was that, you know, that far left. I mean, I thought about this question a lot, Mike, as I get older, because apparently we have a right to our life. So,
well, we certainly should have, and
yeah. Does that include
unfortunately,
that
we have a government that is intruding onto our life and our right to life with mandatory vaccines and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we do have a right to life, I you know, I remember calling you about this a couple of years back. I think if we do have a right to our life, then we have a right to all the things that we need to take care of that life.
That would certainly be the implication. I mean, if you go back to the Declaration of Independence, where it talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which they slugged in over there to erase a right to property. But yeah, if we have an inalienable right to life, we have an inalienable right to all the things necessary to sustain that life. And that would include clean water and food and some modicum of shelter.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm turning left as I get older. I just think I'm realizing that, it's a bad deal out there. This whole world, I mean, I hope it crashes, and the sooner the better for everybody, especially these young folk that are riddled with all these debts from, you know, their education. There's no jobs for them. So. Anyway,
yeah.
I appreciate your time, Mike. You have
all right, well, thanks
Thank
an awful lot
much.
For the phone call, and I am in agreement with you. I think the sooner we have a major crash here in the United States of America, the better off the rest of the world is going to be. Okay, the phone lines are open, and getting on back to our domestic news. Do you remember when the DNC servers suffered a leak and all of this very embarrassing information wound up on WikiLeaks? And it was claimed it was a hack by Russia. Oh, it was a hack by Russia. And that was what came down from CrowdStrike, which was the company hired by the DNC to maintain and secure their servers. And Ray McGovern has come on out saying that the FBI totally relied on CrowdStrike's conclusion to blame Russia for hacking the DNC servers. They didn't do their own investigation. They didn't send their own forensic people over. And CrowdStrike never produced a final report, and the FBI never asked them to. And this revelation came on out in a court filing by the government in the pretrial phase of Roger Stone, a longtime Republican operative who had an unofficial role in the campaign of Donald Trump. Now, Stone has been charged with misleading Congress, obstructing justice, and intimidating a witness. So the filing was in response to a motion by Stone's lawyers asking for all unredacted reports from CrowdStrike to get the government to prove that Russia had hacked the DNC server. And it came on back, there never was a final report, and nobody ever asked for one. It was just CrowdStrike said, oh yeah, Russia hacked the DNC servers. Now, the metadata on the files show that it couldn't have been hacked over the internet. They were copied off far too quickly. It was an internal leak. It wasn't a Russian hack. Somebody put a flash drive into the computer, copied off the files, and walked them out the door, and most likely that was Seth Rich, because after he was murdered, the leaks stopped. Okay. All right. Let's turn to the economic news here. Everybody is looking at gold and what it's doing. It's actually doing quite well right now. But there's an interesting little article that came out of investment research dynamics.com, basically acknowledging Western central banks are working to keep the price of gold down. They don't want you closing out your savings accounts and buying metal. They don't want you emptying your stock portfolio and buying metal. And so right now, the price of gold is being capped at $1,350 per ounce. And they're trying to basically keep it that way and not let it go any higher. So they may be running into trouble. And there's now doubt that they can keep on playing that game. The gold price was smashed in the paper gold market last Friday, and apparently there were 9,816 COMEX paper gold contracts representing nearly 1 million ounces of gold were thrown onto the COMEX in a five-minute period. Now, that is more than three times the amount of gold designated in COMEX warehouses as available for delivery and 28% more than the total amount of gold held in COMEX vaults per Friday's COMEX warehouse report. Now, this is how they keep the price of gold down. They'll take the paper contracts. They just print them up in huge, vast numbers. They throw them onto the gold market, and the price of gold is calculated by blending the price of those contracts, which are very low because there's so many of them, with the price of the physical metals. And that's what they have been doing for quite a long time. And it's very dishonest, and a lot of people are saying it's time for it to stop. The contract should be priced separately from the price of the metal and let the price of the metal basically float up to where the market says it should be. So another article, and this one over an Investment Watch blog, is saying that the Gold Bugs Index are attempting an eight-year breakout. And they're saying the current price of gold is now basically bumping up against the ceiling, but it could break through. And if it does, people are going to start saying, yeah, I want to buy gold. And gold, and for that matter, silver, platinum, tantalum, are good things to protect your wealth. Don't think of them as an investment where you're going to buy it and it's going to go on up. Just think of it as something that is going to secure a portion of your wealth in case our economic system and the paper currency totally collapses. Now, a good way to get into purchasing silver is what's called junk silver, and that is silver coins pre-1964 that have no numismatic value. Never buy for collector's value or numismatic value. That fluctuates. It's a matter of fashion. You want to buy the coins for the melt value alone. And you can go on eBay and just search for junk silver, and you will find lots of, you know, 1 pound of coins, 2 pound of coins, and you can basically bid on that and just stash it someplace in your home. Don't tell anybody. You don't want to be a target if the economy does get upset. But yeah, that's a good way to get into silver and gold. Okay, as you know, there is sanctions against Huawei that is interfering with Huawei's ability to buy chips for their smartphones. And everybody thought, this is a good idea. This is going to teach them a lesson. Well, China has found a new source for chips. They're going to buy them from Israel. And apparently, semiconductor exports from Israel to China have jumped 80%. Most produced by Intel's Kiryat plant. So Jerusalem is pushing for deeper trade ties with Beijing, now its second largest export market. So these sanctions against China, they're playing to Israel's advantage. Israel's making money off of all of this trade war stuff. Now China has announced that they're about to release a new policy regarding the rare earth elements. And they're developing new state policies, and they're going to make them public in the very, very near future. Now, they announced this earlier today in China. They didn't provide any details. But I think it's a warning shot that rare earth elements to the United States will be embargoed, and that's going to cause a lot of problems. Oh, man, I think all the way back to the Rodney King riots, Rodney King came on out and said, can't we all just get along? Okay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yesterday criticized Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos' status as a billionaire, saying the way the businessman may have attained his status as the world's richest man could in part be the result of paying his workers starvation wages and limiting their ability to access health care benefits. Now, I like to see people succeed, but Alexandria does have a point here. There is a serious wealth inequality problem in this country, and I'm sure the billionaires are having a really good time. But if you're not creating an environment where ordinary Americans can trade their skills and their labor for decent wages and salaries, then they're not going to be going down to the shopping malls and buying stuff. They're not going to be buying newer cars. They're not going to be buying new homes. And the entire consumer economy is basically going to freeze up, which we're seeing happening with all these iconic retailers that are now closing their doors. So, anyway, now, speaking of Amazon, apparently they've decided that their four-year-old experiment with Amazon Restaurants delivery service isn't working on out, and they're going to basically shut it down in the U.S. this month. Now, this service launched in Seattle in 2015 and expanded to roughly two dozen U.S. cities and London. And Amazon closed Amazon Restaurants in Great Britain in December of 2018 after just 2 years of operation. So Amazon started the food delivery service as on-demand meals were becoming big business for tech startups, with companies like Postmates, DoorDash, Caviar, and Uber Eats competing to deliver food from restaurants to consumers. And we have a couple of them out here as well competing with each other. So anyway, apparently this delivery service was available for free to Amazon customers with a Prime account, which costs $119 a year. And by the way, for those of you with an Amazon Prime account, apparently Grand Tour, which stars the original hosts of Top Gear, Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and I'm blanking on the third one. But apparently they're going to be back this season with what are called four specials. Not regularly scheduled episodes, but four specials. All right. Over at Boeing, the Boeing chief has gone public saying, yes, they made a mistake in handling a problematic cockpit warning system in the 737 MAX jets. He's offered an apology to the families of the 346 people who died in the crashes, and he's promising transparency as the aircraft maker works to get the grounded plane back in flight. So they're still on the ground, and it's costing the airlines and Boeing itself millions and millions of dollars. So speaking at the Paris Air Show, Boeing CEO Dennis Muhlenberg told reporters Boeing's communication with regulators, customers, and the public was not consistent. That is now unacceptable. And the FAA has faulted Boeing for not telling regulators for more than a year that a safety indicator in the cockpit did not work as intended. A little bit of a whoopsie there. And you would like to think that maybe Boeing is going to learn from their mistakes and sort of go back to the old-fashioned way of making aircraft that produced quality aircraft. But apparently, in order to save money, Boeing is considering phasing out old-school physical tests of the aircraft and relying more on digital simulation analysis in order to streamline the flight safety certification of its latest long-range 777X and future jets. They're going to let the computer say, okay, the aircraft will break at this point. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. And given Boeing's recent spate of problems, I'm not entirely sure I would want to fly on a 777X, or for that matter, a 737X. We'll have to see what hardware we're put on when we fly back to Indiana later this year. So apparently Boeing wants to cut hours of airborne 777X tests during what is normally year-long flight trials, and instead they're going to conduct the stress simulations on computers. Somebody at the FAA had to go along with this. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and looking at immigration issues. Apparently, immigration officials are working to enforce a executive order, a presidential memorandum, rather, signed by Donald Trump last month, that tries to crack down on welfare-dependent legal immigration to the United States. In other words, immigrants who are coming into this country through the legal process, but then they go on welfare. And so Trump's presidential memorandum mandates American taxpayers be reimbursed when a legal immigrant uses public welfare. In other words, get off the welfare, get a job, and you're going to have to pay it back. Now, this actually enforces existing 1996 laws known as the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act and the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act, which were signed by then-President Bill Clinton. Now, Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, suggested yesterday that America needs to secure its border before it starts avenging foreign vessels allegedly attacked by Iran. And he's absolutely right. Our border does need to be secured because right now it's wide open. And at some point, some of these nations that the United States is waging war on, they're going to say, hey, we can send people into that country and cause a lot of damage in asymmetric warfare. And he's absolutely right here. Now, the congressman suggested that America should heed Japan and Norway's caution against war with Iran, and saying Japanese and Norwegian vessels were attacked. If these nations aren't calling for war, then neither should the United States. Not another forever war, as it were. Okay, one of our callers mentioned this earlier today, where these poor huddled masses coming to this country are not so poor after all. There were these African migrants who basically breached the border, hung out on the streets of San Antonio, and apparently had rolls of $100 bills. Somebody basically set them up to get started. So they're coming in from the Congo. I presume some are coming from Uganda. And both those countries are now involved in this Ebola epidemic. And the incubation time on this particular strain of Ebola is 21 days, more than enough to get across the Atlantic, to get across the border without showing any symptoms at all. This is a disaster waiting to happen. And it's amazing that nobody's really talking about it or seems even concerned about it. Because if Ebola were to get loose inside a major urban center, it would be a disaster. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting.